Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for joining us. Nick and I talk about pretty much anything and everything, and today's episode is a great illustration of our range. Today we spend time in the bathroom. We run the gamut of bathroom topics from stage fright to public bathroom design to theft from a bathroom stall. Trigger warning to our listeners with public restroom issues. We will be talking about things that are done in and exposed in the bathroom. For the rest of you, enjoy the ride, and remember to flush twice.
All right, one more.
Okay, you pick it. You pick it. Come on. We talked about all your leg ties, but I'm curious about your public restroom fascination. I spend quite a bit of time in public restrooms when I'm traveling. Like when I'm in California, other than when I'm in my room, which is still a public restroom of sorts, right? It's all public restrooms. But
I just feel like I'm noticing more details. Like I like, obviously, a clean public restroom.
Oh yeah, I think perfect. that's relative to the
universal. I like it when the doors open out if I'm going into the stall. They're opening in. I just think that's wrong. I think the design is wrong. I understand the need for it, but
I get that.
But like, let's work on that.
You know why I like that? Because I'm always afraid when I'm facing the toilet with my back to that door that someone's gonna like Starsky and Hutch it and kick that door in while
push
I'm
in.
In
the bathroom. I mean, I'm pretty sure they could still do that the other way.
If it was open and out, it'd be a little harder.
Why are you doing stuff that might require somebody to kick in the door in the
bathroom? Well, I'm not talking actually Starsky and Hutch. I'm just using them as an example of people who kick doors in bathroom stalls.
Sure.
I'm
as
expecting
you're being chased.
I'm expecting that it would be some evil person who wants to get my backpack and run with it for some reason.
Okay.
That's it. You know, because I used to hang my backpack on the hook on the door of the thing. But if I had to turn around and sit down on the toilet and I'm looking at my backpack, all I can picture is an arm coming over and grabbing that backpack.
Wow.
And me with my pants down to my ankles having to make a decision. Am I going for my backpack?
You're going for that backpack.
Pants down?
Yeah.
No wipe?
Yeah.
Okay, you and I may be different here.
Yeah.
I may be sacrificing a backpack for both hygiene and dignity.
I got important stuff in that backpack.
Dave, I better be important for that little scenario that I just painted.
I think most stalls are small enough. You could just reach it.
Okay, I'm picturing that I'm at the Shakes, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle of a Fringe Festival, and I have to drop a deuce. And there's no other way, because if I don't have to, I'm not doing it in public. But then I'm sitting there, and I see the backpack go, and I'm picturing that it makes its way out into the lobby area of the Shakes, and there I am.
Oh, and that's when you catch up with
bursting
the
through the door, penis flapping, pants down to my ankles, who knows what coming out of the other side, and then seeing all my friends and realizing it was one of them holding my backpack out there in the lobby of the Shakes.
This is so detailed. How many times have you thought of the scenario?
7 or 8.
Okay.
Probably. Not specifically the Shakes, but every bathroom.
Every bathroom
I've ever been in where I had to hang my backpack and sit down.
Okay. So having said that, you don't like stalls. You would like a single person.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think everybody should. It's dignity. What is a stall thing?
It's a shared experience.
Why should not be? Should not be. And actually, I say that having shared the experience very intimately with my wife when we were in Peru, because we both had like some kind of Montezuma's Revenge at the same time, and there was only one bathroom two stalls.
That's not great.
So yeah, it was a sharing experience that we didn't expect.
Yeah.
We laugh about it now, but at the time it was kind of like, I love you, but I don't want this level of intimacy.
Have you ever worked in a building where maybe a different floor has better bathrooms and you go to that floor to do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but,
awesome.
Yeah. But you try to keep it a secret because the thing is, if there's traffic up there, and that's
you
where
you
go
to a floor where they close the doors. There's no open doors. There's no way they can see out.
That's it.
Right around.
That's it. Well, what's it? We just need privacy when we're going.
Yeah.
It's like, I actually literally walked into a bathroom. I had to pee. I really had to. And there was so much crowd and there was so much stuff going on. It was at the airport that I couldn't go. I got stage fright and I couldn't go. And so I literally zipped up and I left that bathroom. But when I got outside the bathroom, I still had to go. So 5 minutes later, I went back in the same bathroom where there was nobody and I could go.
Yeah, I get that.
And actually, I just lied. It wasn't at the airport. It was actually the courthouse.
Well, I don't know that you were lying. You were just mistaken.
It was just a big public place where I was afraid all the time. So
yeah, well, a courthouse will do that to you. I think there was this other one. I think the thing that inspired me to talk about this is there was Joann's in Daytona Beach on International Speedway. There's only one, so you could find it very easily. And the men's room is conservatively 120 square feet.
Okay, this is Joanne's fabric store?
Yep. Not Joanne, my friend Joanne. So this is a Joanne's fabric store.
Fabric store.
I don't have any friends named
so Joanne. Wait, wait, what did you, wait, you're, so you're like, you're cataloging
big. Hold on, let me finish. Okay. 120 square feet. You go in, there is a toilet on one side of the room, and then the sink is on the other side of the room, 15 feet apart.
I can't poop in an environment
like that. It is huge.
That's like,
and there's only one toilet and one sink. It's like it was meant to be a full bathroom. Like they were going to put in stalls, they were going to put in urinals, they were going to put in a couple of sinks.
On the one hand,
et cetera, et cetera.
It's rather considerate to walk you away from the stink to wash your hands.
It's remarkable.
Yeah, but who needs a marathon right after they've pooped?
Like Blair Witchy kind of feel to it too.
Oh,
I like it. I like it a lot. I think we should catalog spooky bathrooms.
Oh my goodness, I just can't imagine doing anything in that room. I feel like that's just like you're just peeing in a warehouse, or you're just pooping.
Yeah, who among us have never peed in a warehouse, oh Bob Codges?
You know something? I'll be honest with you. There are so many stairwells that I've smelled pee in, and I just don't think it's in me to stop in a stairwell and pee. I just don't think I can comfortably do that. And it must take a certain level of desperation in a stairwell to be like, I have to pee here.
What's what that Pink Floyd song is about? Comfortably numb? You have to be comfortably numb to pee in a stairwell. That's what it was all about. I don't know if a lot of people know
pee
that.
In the stairwell.
Yeah, little known fact.
Peeing in the stairwell. Yes, indeed.
I'm comfortably numb. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Comfortably Numb starts out with the lyrics, "Hello, is there anybody in there?" So I think I might be right. Also, they have a song called Another Brick in the Wall and an album called The Dark Side of the Moon. Coincidence? Maybe. Not every song fits in. There's a song called Wish You Were Here. I don't know if that's part of their potty anthology. Have a great day.